You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
A very good evening and a very warm welcome to an evening walk down the Lal Street. Nifty has reclaimed 11,900, but over 200 stocks have hit a 52-week low. These are among the headlines of the events that took place on the Lal Street today. On the 10th of June, this is an evening walk down the Lal Street with me, Rakesh Sharma, right here on Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Indian markets witnessed a volatile Monday, but the good news is that Nifty 50 managed to close above 11,900 levels, while the BSE Sensex saw an uptick of over 160 points. So, what was the final tally on Dalal Street? The BSE Sensex rose 168 points to close at 39,784, while the Nifty 50 closed 52 points higher at 11,922. Global stocks rallied after the United States shelved plans to impose tariffs on Mexico, led a smart gap up opening in the Indian markets. Additionally, tweak in NPA norms by the Reserve Bank of India as the arrival of monsoon aided positive sentiment. So, tweak in NPA norms as well as the monsoon helping sentiment on Dalal Street today. Vinod Nair, head of research at Geojit Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "Weak US job data raised the scope for more dovish policy by FOMC, whereas global markets rallied after the US dropped its plan to impose new tariffs on Mexico. Furthermore, domestic investors are looking for triggers that could support the current premium valuation, progress in monsoon, and any ease in liquidity issue with NBFCs will add stability." Unquote. In terms of sectors, the S&P BSE IT index rose 1.78%, followed by the BSE FMCG index up 1.1%, and the BSE Capital Goods index closed 0.74% higher. If those were the sectors that ended up higher, which were the ones that didn't? Well, on the flip side, we had BSE Oil and Gas, which dropped 1.2%, BSE Finance and BSE BankEx dropped 0.1% and 0.2% respectively. Broader markets underperformed the benchmark indices today. The BSE Small Cap Index fell 0.49%, while the BSE Mid Cap Index rose marginally by 0.1%. But the other big story coming out of the Lal Street today, more than 200 stocks on the Bombay Stock Exchange hit their fresh 52-week low on the BSE. That list included names like Questcorp, Enil, that is ENIL, Hindustan Zinc, Yes Bank, Jet Airways, Reliance Capital, Cox & Kings, MRPL, ABAN Offshore, among others. Quick sticks, which were some stocks that made some news today. OMCs, that is oil marketing companies such as IOC, HPCL and BPCL, dropped 1-3% on rise in crude oil prices, which are now trading above $63 a barrel. Shares of Jammu and Kashmir Bank shed 12% after the government removed Jammu and Kashmir Bank chairman Parvez Ahmed and appointed its executive president R.K. Chibbar as an interim chairman. Cipla, meanwhile, gained after the company received the Establishment Inspection Report, that is EIR, indicating closure of the inspection by the US FDA. Cipla gained after this. Larsen & Toubro, L&T, added more than 1% as the company's construction arm won an order. And finally, shares of Globus Spirits rose 3.8% after upward revision of selling rates of country liquor in Rajasthan. So, Globus Spirits, Larsen & Toubro, Cipla, Jammu & Kashmir Bank and oil marketing companies making some news on Dalal Street today. Finally, what's the world been up to? European markets have been trading higher this morning after US President Donald Trump announced a suspension of proposed tariffs on Mexican imports. Asian markets also ended higher after the US President's announcement that tariffs would not be slapped on Mexican goods. The Shanghai Composite added 0.98% and Hong Kong's Hang Seng rose over 2.03%. Japan's Nikkei 225 added 1.03%, while South Korea's KOSPI rose 0.92%. Well, that, in a nutshell, is everything you needed to know about what happened on the Lal Street. We'll, of course, have more podcasts coming your way. I'll be talking about everything else that happened in the rest of the world, because Dalal Street, as much as it might seem to a lot of you, is the center of the universe, unfortunately is not. So there's so much more happening in the world, and I will recap all of that in as little time as possible, perhaps 20-25 minutes, later on Stories of the Day. You can always write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.